This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow, rain, high wind, freezing cold, it's all in the forecast for millions around the country.
Already, heading home for Christmas has become a nightmare for some.
Tired, stressed, hungry, just hopeless.
Veronica Wyman has been stuck at SeaTac Washington Airport, frustrated by the cancellations there. Delta, United, and other airlines say that they are loosening their change fee policies to allow travelers to choose new flights to avoid bad weather. On the roadways, freezing rain and icing in some areas could make travel treacherous. The AAA is estimating some 113 million people will be hitting the roads between Friday and the day after New Year's. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's President Zelensky's thank you trip to the U.S. included a meeting with President Biden and last night's address to Congress, which welcomed him warmly.
The actor turned president showed comedic timing, telling President Biden while Ukraine appreciates the transfer of a Patriot missile battery, it will want more.
We are in war. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
At both the White House and Capitol, he combined statesmanship with showmanship.
I want to give you something.
Handing the president a soldier's medal in the Oval Office and lawmakers a Ukrainian flag signed by frontline troops.
A symbol of our victory.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The House January 6th committee will release a report today that says then-President Trump criminally plotted to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The CDC says more than 3.4 million Americans died last year. Heart disease, cancer, and COVID were leading causes. That's according to the CDC. This is AP News. Consumer confidence is surprisingly strong despite inflation squeezing wallets. The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 108.3 in December, its highest level since April, and up from 101.4 last month, the lowest figure since July. The increase comes despite rising interest rates and growing anxiety about a possible recession. The Conference Board's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, also rose, as did the board's Expectations Index. That measures consumers' six-month outlook for income, business, and labor conditions. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Markets got a boost from that report. The Dow rose 526 points yesterday. The S&P was up 56. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.